right. Continuing on now with the conversation. You know, I'm going to get this guy on the phone no matter what I do at some point. Not there, eh? Seem to be having some difficulties over the last couple of days with hooking up with our good friend, Chad Livengood from Cranes, Detroit. He had some phone issues. Maybe it's the NSA. You know, maybe he is being, you know, targeted unfairly. You just never, don't look at me like that. You never know about these things. At any rate, we're going to talk about LA insurance with him at some point. And the state cracking down on, these short-term, low-budget, deceitful insurance policies that have put people in, well, a precarious position, to say the least. Yeah, it's put people in a very tough spot, to say the least. And as a result, LA Insurance and others are in the headlines. So we're going to move past that. Is that what we've decided? Okay. Once again, we get that thing fixed because this is a bit difficult, to say the least. Oh, we got him. All right, well, there he is. Chad Livengood, everybody, from Cranes, Detroit. There you are. Chad, how are you?
I'm here, Steve.
I was about to break glass, you know, in case of emergency, you know.
Technical difficulties arising today, it seems.
I understand. I've been there. But anyhow, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. So I talked about this a bit yesterday. And that is these low, these inexpensive but short-term insurance deals, right, that sound great and they get people on the road, but when they find out they actually need them, man, it can be a real tragedy. I was reading about a woman who had, you know, thought she was insured because she had bought it when she bought her car. She actually wasn't insured, and now she's just, and she's on her own, you know, with a change of no fault and the insurance changes by LA Insurance, and she's just, she's on her own. But tell me about this LA Insurance. I mean, it sounds, the word shady came to mind when I was reading the article. Your thoughts?
Well, I've been writing about LA Insurance for some time. They have built a business model in mostly urban areas and some suburban areas of the state. Detroit, they're in Lansing, Grand Rapids, Flint. They're all over the state. And they've built these enterprises where they, for many years, they advertised and sold a product called 7-Day Insurance. And it was billed as, this is the way to get you started. They called it the Jumpstart Program. Well, the state cracked down on that 2 years ago because it really inherently violated the no-fall law, which requires continuous insurance coverage. And so they stopped that practice, and LA Insurance started selling a new insurance that technically was a 6-month insurance plan like you and I might buy from State Farm or Allstate or Progressive.
Sure.
But these insurance plans just expire in 2 weeks, so they've kind of gone from 1-week insurance to 2-week insurance. And I featured a woman in Cranes this week who had this insurance expire from underneath her, didn't realize it in September, and was in a car accident 10 days later that caused a slight brain injury and injury to her liver, some pretty severe accident and a rollover accident. And what she found out was, I found out from looking at all of her paperwork, was this company sold her two different policies. One was for personal injury protection, and one was for collision. They both expired in 14 days. And then this is pretty common with LA Insurance, they tack on a motor club membership for like roadside assistance.
So like if you have a flat tire, you run out of gas, that sort of nonsense.
Yeah, well, they actually sold this woman two of them. From two different companies, they packaged together. It came out to $250 of her $542 down payment. She thought for $542, she was at least buying a month's worth of insurance. And on the 25th day, she was in this pretty bad car accident and told her to new
well,
car.
Well, didn't she have something there that?
Kinds of injuries.
Yeah, didn't she have something there, Chad, that said basically your next bill is due, you know, the 10th of the next month or something to that effect. So it gave every indication, right?
Yep. It was, the agent actually hand wrote it on the column of a schedule of payments and said pay by October 2nd. So she got in a car accident on September 25th and thinking that she still had another week or so until she had to pay her next car payment. So this company has had routine complaints over the years about these sort of deceptive business practices, in particular this practice of sliding in these motor club memberships, these roadside assistance plans that really inflate the cost out the door. They routinely get complaints where the agents tell the customer you can't buy insurance without that, which is not true. I've routinely, because I've written about this company so much, I get inquiries from their customers now on a regular basis now, Steve, asking, do I really have to buy this the roadside assistance plan? And I've got an argument, or I haven't, but the people have told me they get in arguments with the agents. This company has been fined or investigated in 43 different cases over the last 6 years.
All in Michigan. So here's my question. The big question is pretty simple. How are they still doing business here? I mean, if the things they do are deceptive and real people are really getting hurt, how is it going on?
Well, they seem to toe right up to the line. I mean, talking to some personal injury attorneys who've dealt with these cases, a couple of them that looked at the case that I wrote about, they say that what they're doing is technically legal and maybe ethically questionable, to say the least. But the state insurance department has really cracked down on this company on multiple fronts in the last couple of years. They stopped the 7-day insurance, and then they come up with a new plan that kind of seems to technically be legal, but not necessarily always forthright and maybe possibly misleading. It's questionable how the state allows this to continue going on. But this is kind of the insurance system we have. One of the cases, Steve, that I mentioned in the article was they just recently fined one of these LA insurance agents for sliding in these roadside assistance plans this involved an undercover sting by a state investigator in August of 2013. It took 6 years and 2 months to adjudicate one case. That might be just a reality that the department is kind of, pretty bare bones operation. They don't have a lot of investigators, and there's a lot of insurance companies and a lot of agencies out there to try to police.
Right.
This company in particular, LA Insurance, has dozens of locations across Metro Detroit alone.
I guess we'll have to leave it there, but I guess, buyer beware is the takeaway here, Chad. Buyer beware. Chad Livengood, senior editor, Cranes Detroit. Keep your eyes up, and if it sounds too good to be true with insurance, it probably is, like anything else. Greatly appreciate it, Chad.
Thanks, Steve.
Have a great day. There it is. LA Insurance, you've been informed now. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's too heavy!
Oh my God!
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looked... I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.